This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. And I was listening intently to Alex as he covered the attack vector of our diet and really ultimately our whole culture via the WEF, Davos, and the entire international elite clique, and what their plans are, especially when it comes to these really fundamental human ways of being, and then how they want to invert that, turn it into something abnormal, unnatural, and essentially anti-human and anti-natalist. There's nobody better to talk about these topics with than my good buddy Tristan Haggard of PrimalEdgeHealth.com. Tristan is a YouTuber. I would say he's a experienced homesteader. And Tristan joins us to talk about this whole plan. He's covered it for many years. In fact, he actually woke me up to a lot of stuff as it pertains to the vegan agenda, the diet agenda. But before we get into all that, I want to talk about this recent Obama-produced Netflix movie, Leave the World Behind, because he and I did a big breakdown of that on our YouTube channel. And that's relevant because I think that if we look at the predictive programming that we see in a lot of the propaganda films, and we've got, of course, this Alex Garland movie coming out, Civil War, which also has the same themes. It looks like, as it ties into, I think, a lot of the World Economic Forum's plans for a great reset, it looks like they really want to prep us for some potential event. The internet's talking about the big event. Paul Joseph Watson made a video about the coming event, and they're building bunkers like Zuckerberg, Zuckerbunker or whatever. So what I want to talk to Tristan about is what he thinks the predictive programming elements are in Leave the World Behind and what they are, and then how that might tie into the WEF Davos agenda. Davos is meeting, I think, in the next week. So how does this all tie together, Tristan? What did you think about Leave the World Behind?
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me on, Jay. It's amazing that Obama actually produced this film, which was, I think you and I both agree that it was an awful movie in every single way. But the predictive programming elements of this were just blatant and so in your face. And one of the things that I think really ties in with the subject at hand concerning food, the food supply, and our health is the chronic wasting disease that was kind of alluded to throughout the film, with the deer and nature itself becoming almost weaponized in this kind of creepy, somewhat cliche horror film trope that they had going throughout the film, where the deer actually would surround the characters of the in this film at one point, and the deer are looking a little bit raggedy, they're looking a little scraggly, their hair seems to be falling out of it, and they're not afraid of people, which is one of the symptoms of chronic wasting disease that we're seeing rampant throughout the United States. And I find this so coincidental, so strange that they are highlighting this specific issue, especially considering what we've seen with the attack on our food supply through the attempted taxations on meat, the attempted reduction in meat production, and the intended shift to this lab-grown meat, which, as Alex reminded us earlier, this is the technology used to grow this stuff in the laboratory is basically they are weaponizing essentially cancer type processes where there is aberrant cell reproduction in this so-called lab grown meat. So it's basically, you know, they're programming us with this eat the bugs bigot mentality that they've been telling us about for so long. And we've been memeing it on the internet for years, but it's not just eat the bugs bigot. It's eat the tumors bigot.
Yeah, I mean, you've highlighted this for a long time about how they really intentionally want to feed us kibble. This goes back to Plato's way of social engineering in the Republic. He talks about how the plebs have to eat grain and things that would make them docile. They would really remove their virility, their ability to fight back when they're socially engineered and controlled. And then you fast forward all the way up to the 1970s. You have Alvin Toffler, people like that, global elites talking about how we need to tie alternative lifestyles to alternative movements and alternative diets. So he says maybe in the future we'll have an anarcho-alternative polycule vegetarian a movement that will arise. And this will be not just an alternative way to live, but also an alternative way to eat that's more in tune with nature and Gaia and all of that. This is an absolute 100% plan. And I want, when we come back, I want to talk to Tristan about the anti-natalist agenda, how this ties into it. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, with Tristan Haggard. Don't go anywhere.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and launch the next great renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. The Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer. You can find me on YouTube. You can find me on Rockfin. You can find me on my website, jaysanalysis.com. And I'm here with my good buddy, Tristan Haggard of Primal Edge Health. You can also find him at his website. He has a carnivore cookbook there. Tristan, that's, I know this is like a very basic question, but why do they really want to go so hard after meat? What's a big deal? I mean, maybe shouldn't we be eating a bunch of vegetables anyway? Isn't that more healthy? Why does the World Economic Forum, all the global elite, and then their pop star front piece shills, why do they all tell us we need to be vegans and stop eating meat?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's really interesting when you look at historically who produces meat, who produces animal foods. It's always rural people. It's always people that live outside of the big cities. It's always, until very recently, it's been small family farms, right? Now with the industrial food production model that's kind of taken over, which was bankrolled by big foundations and NGOs, the Rockefeller Foundation specifically, helped to catapult the Green Revolution upon us, which then led to the gene revolution and the genetic modification of foods like corn, wheat, and soy. I mean, the economic incentive is, of course, there. When you look at what foods they want us to eat, what are the insects that they want us to eat? What are they fed? Well, they're fed GMO corn. They're fed GMO soy. So, what is the tofu and the soy-based meat products? What do these also result in? They result in deficiencies in certain minerals and certain vitamins, the fat-soluble vitamins that you only get from animal foods, vitamin D, vitamin A, vitamin K2. These are fat-soluble vitamins that are crucial growth factors for the human organism. Vitamin D isn't just a vitamin, it's a legit hormone. Vitamin D is the building block of all your sex steroid hormones, progesterone, estrogen, testosterone. I mean, the hormonal imbalances that come from nutrient deficiencies have been studied for 100 years. So these people know very well that they're going to make money by shifting us into a more plant-based diet. They know that the physical repercussions are going to result in decreased fertility. They've done studies, and they've known this since the 1940s. Weston A. Price, in his book Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, talks about how farmers have always known that if a pregnant sow is deficient in vitamin A, which is a fat-soluble vitamin that's found in animal foods, namely in like liver. If a sow is deficient in vitamin A, its children will be born, the offspring, the piglets will be born without eyes. They will be born deformed, without properly formed optic nerves. And if it's intense enough deficiency of vitamin A, those piglets will have no eyes. So I think what a great symbol for exactly
so
what these kind of multinational corporations want.
You're a pig ableist. You're racist against pigs who have eyes. That's a form of pig privilege. So, piggy privilege, you heard it here. Tristan has been exposed. He's a piggy privilege promoter. Now, but seriously,
well,
you're
know
like,
what, Jay, I'm actually a bioethicist. I actually did take offense when you introduced me earlier. Not only am I a YouTuber, an e-celebrity of great importance and of great personal importance, I'm a diva. but I'm also a bioethicist, just like Dr. Matthew Lau. So Dr. Matthew Lau, he's talking about bioengineering.
Tell us about character. Tell us about
Dr. Matthew Lau, in 2012, he started publishing articles and giving speeches. He did a TED Talk where he mentioned this as well. He thinks that we should bioengineer human beings to be little tiny people, right? So you could be little tiny people because climate change is so bad, right? If we will just make people smaller and make them a little bit more compact, they'll consume less resources, they'll off-gas less dangerous, deadly carbon dioxide. He's also talking about weaponizing alpha-gal syndrome. So the Lone Star tick, that Lone Star tick, which gives people an allergy to meat, he talked about, well, this is possibly a message from evolution where we should just take the reins of evolution in our own hands and perhaps engineer people using injections or even using other delivery methods to be allergic to meat. And this will, of course, decrease our carbon footprint. So as a bioethicist, I take great offense at you calling me pig ableist. Because, you know, as a bioethicist, just like our friend here who's worked at NYU, Oxford, I think he's worked at Stanford. I mean, this guy is a high-level academic who reckons himself a philosopher. So us bioethicists, we're here solving the problems of humanity, like there being too many of you and you being too large. I know you're a big guy, Jay, or a big strong guy, but if we could make you tiny and a little bit more shriveled, like a little soy-fed vegan, then you would have a lower carbon footprint, and you can properly embody the future soy jack, coon pod dwelling polycule, Funko Pop marrying global citizen of the future that I know you must admire.
Yeah, I think this is wild because this is all now out in the open. For those that haven't seen it, if you can find the last Tucker Carlson episode before he was fired was my Eat the Bugs episode together with Ava from she's been on Tucker as well, the Dutch farmer protest gal over on Twitter. Now, we've seen a lot of the people in the Netherlands and Germany. These farmers are protesting, and this has to do with the attempt to try to shut down not farming, but independent farming and individual farms and family farms in favor of the big corp, big agra moves that they're trying to make, which are in tandem with the World Economic Forum. And I know that you did a really fascinating breakdown last year of a lot of Dostoevsky's work. And you might have thought, well, you might think, well, how does Dostoevsky tie into this? And the answer is, and as we wait for Tristan to come back, the answer is that the socialists back, all the way back to Weishaupt, they had this idea, the communists of yore, that you could reset everything. And the idea was that if you push this reset button, and sometimes that reset button might have to be forced on everybody. There might have to be a revolution that forces everything to reset because of the structures of oppression and the structures of, wealth and privilege and nobility. And now we see that same model that was present in Weishaupt, present in the French revolutionaries, present in all revolutionary thought that even Dostoevsky describes in books like Demons and other texts, where he points out that these people really have a kind of almost a demonic impetus to destroy everything, supposedly for these great noble motives of starting over. I know with Pol Pot, there was a year zero, year one with Jacobins and so forth. What is the connection here between what Dostoevsky talks about and this idea of resetting everything, and particularly with attacking farming, because that's also something I think Stalin did this as well, right? Why do they go after farming and food to reset everything?
That's a really great tie-in, Jay. I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, Dostoevsky's book, Demons, is sometimes the title is translated as The Possessed, is one of the best explorations of kind of the psychology, methodology, and deep human aspect of these revolutionary movements, right? There's a fantastic passage in that book, which I recommend everybody read. It's a little long, but I did do a breakdown on it on my YouTube channel, a two-part breakdown on it, where I was tying in the thesis that James H. Billington put forth in his book, Fire in the Minds of Men, You got it right there. One of my favorite books, fantastic book, where he's outlining how the real force behind the revolutionaries in, you know, the French Revolution is not just some hyper-rationalist, empiricist worldview, but it's actually something that goes back much further than the Enlightenment. And it's really rooted in this kind of Promethean occult desire to take the reins of control of the world around them and remake it in essentially their own image. So, there's this passage in Dostoevsky's book, Demons, where the character Peter, who's an essential, he's a nihilist, right? He's raised by liberals. The liberal generation in Russia raised a bunch of flaming nihilists who just want to burn the world down and rebuild it in their own image. And he straight up says in there that, I don't care about equality. I don't care about, liberal ideals or anything like that. That it's just about burning things down. Right?
And right, hold that thought. We got to go to a break. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back as we cover.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency eliminate fireplace smoke problems and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our greats in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Revolutionary faith. And I think it's important to stress that it is a different type of faith, not actually a rational position, although it's presented as that. It's actually a commitment to the flame of ever-moving, ever-changing stasis and becoming, to fight against things that are impermanence and truth and objectivity, because everything is flux, everything has changed. People like Trotsky, people like Mao have said this, but they're really just echoing the philosophy of their predecessors, who were the communists, again, of the ancient time. For example, in Billington's classic book, he talks about Pythagoras and how the communists, the Bolsheviks, the Jacobins, the Illuminists, they loved Pythagoras. Why would they love Pythagoras? Why would they think? Well, they thought that this is a way to bypass the structures and institutions of the state and the church and to get a direct intuition into nature itself. And the laws of Pythagoras were not just about geometry, but first and foremost, the forbidding of private property, as well as not eating meat. So Pythagoras was actually an ancient esoteric mystery school proponent. He had a quasi-mystical view of numbers and geometry, that they were divine. And so for Pythagoras, this was a way to have this inner core secret group, which utilized the exterior teaching of a kind of public philosophy for an inner circle of elites. And that's, I think, what Tristan's getting at, is that these Bolsheviks, these radical communist illuminists that Dostoevsky's perfectly portraying, at least in terms of their psychology in his novels, is actually a philosophy of total chaos and destruction. And so they justify their burning everything down to the ground by saying, well, but we want to build a fairer world, but actually we don't really care about fairness, but we'll use this as a facade. And that's exactly what we see all of today's faux revolutionaries doing, right? Like the Extinction Rebellion crowd.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And these groups are always well funded. They always seem like they're somehow grassroots. You know, the media will present them as this, oh, look at this sweet little child, Greta Thunberg. She just doesn't want to go to school until we make this climate stop changing. You know, if you guys would just listen to Bill Gates and listen to the grown-ups like Klaus Schwab, then this poor little girl could go back to school. So they pick these front men that are either seem, you know, effeminate and weak, or even, you know, like cartoonishly hyper masculine. You even had Arnold Schwarzenegger talking about vegan diets and plant-based diets when he himself never ate a vegan diet, never ate a plant-based diet. Right. So it's like they get these front men to push these ideas, but the ideas really at their core. Yeah. These ideas at their core are
Arnold's not a tumor.
Yeah, eat the tumors, bigot. You know, I mean, these useful idiots, they get used and they get duped by social engineers. And I think, you know, in Dostoevsky's book, Demons, which is, you know, a fantastic book, he actually kind of elucidates on this with this character, Shigoyev. So Shigoyev kind of gives his philosophy, his political philosophy, his revolutionary philosophy. And in it, there's this famous line. He says, I got entangled in my own data, and my conclusion directly contradicts the original idea from which I start. Starting from unlimited freedom, I conclude with unlimited despotism. I will add, however, that apart from my solution of the social formula, there can be no other. So the revolutionaries who are selling you on freedom, on liberty, on absolute freedom to be who you want, to love who you want, to transform yourself into who you want, even in their inner circles, as Dostoevsky's showing here through Shigoyev, they know that this absolute liberty, actually results in absolute tyranny. Look what happened with the French Revolution. You had Napoleon, who was, you know, a sort of antichrist figure in many ways, crowning himself, which was something that was formerly done in the church where he lived. You've got Napoleon rising up. You've got Stalinism, Leninism rising out of these so-called democratic movements like the Bolsheviks brought about. But really the point is not to create this perfectly neutral good society. The point is, as Shigalyov later elucidates here, he says, one-tenth is granted freedom of person and unlimited rights over the remaining nine-tenths. So, yeah, is what he's saying there is what we see in all of these revolutions. They sell everybody on, you're going to have freedom. You know, just go, you know, you're going to have freedom to chop your kids' wieners off. You're going to have the freedom to live in your pod and just imagine whatever reality you want. You're going to be uploaded into the cloud and you'll be immortal. They sell you on all this stuff. And freedom and liberty is always the calling card. But really, it's what they're looking for. Is the freedom and liberty for 1% or 10%, as he says in Demons, to rule as despots over the 90%, whose passions and their kind of fallen vice-based desires will lead them into the revolutionary fervor to tear down the world around them, which will then, of course, lead to the tyranny of these few who have manipulated them into this essentially Luciferian philosophy, right? The devil in the garden, the snake in the garden comes to Eve and sells man on, well, you are going to be like gods. You are going to be in charge and you won't die, right? Well, of course, we know that was all a lie.
Doesn't that character in that novel say something like, this can only come in on a mountain of skulls? And he mentions like some...
Yeah, he says we're going to need 100 million. I think he puts out the number.
This was prior to the Russian Revolution. So this was actually prophetic in a way, because I think it ended up being, people estimate 60 million, somewhere in there. And so he was actually pretty
close.
Maybe
if you include the Chinese, if you include the Maoist Revolution, you know, you probably get to around 100 million. And that's actually from the same rant that he did here. So I suggest you guys check out on my YouTube channel. It's Tristan Haggard on YouTube. I did a detailed breakdown, a two-part series, and they're each about 3 hours, talking about Dostoevsky's Demons, tying in the revolutionary spirit and the history of the revolution with this scathing and cutting piece of literature that Dostoevsky gives us here, which totally connects to what we see happening right now in the Great Reset. Right, Dostoevsky's talking about the Great Reset in the 1860s. This is when he's, you know, after he was actually a revolutionary in these types of circles, studying Fourier and some of these French revolutionaries figures. He was in these literary circles that were actually plotting and planning a violent overthrow of the government. He ended up repenting of this and having a major switch in character, in beliefs, and embracing, tradition, and embracing Christianity, embracing, the church. And, so Dostoevsky is a fascinating figure. And these revolutionaries we see today, they want us sick. They want us stupid. They want us distracted, and they want us enslaved to vice, which is why they're constantly pushing vice on us while telling us that, that our asceticism needs to be based on us just believing we're bad for being human. You're bad if you eat meat, even though this is the only food that you can eat. Like, red meat is like the only food you can eat exclusively. You can live off of nothing but red meat. I'm not saying everybody should, but a lot of people actually are. So they declare this month to be Veganuary, and the kind of vegan propagandists have been spouting this every year. But a few years ago, Dr. Sean Baker, who was just recently on the Joe Rogan show, Joe Rogan Experience podcast, he started the World Carnivore Month, which, if you look at Google Trends, it's funny, with zero corporate sponsors, with nothing but grassroots interest.
Hold
and,
that thought.
You know, podcast.
Hold that thought about Dr. Baker. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back. This is the Alex Jones Show.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. If you like this analysis, you can be sure to head on over to my website and check out the shop there. And in the shop, you can see I have my books for sale. There's the Red Book, which is about 660 pages of all my geopolitical and religious essays over the last 10 years. My two books on Hollywood and symbolism, Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2. Signed copies are available in the shop, as well as my little philosophy book, Meta Narratives. And of course, you can go to PrimalEdgeHealth.com and check out Tristan's Carnivore Cookbook. Now, we were talking, there it is. I have that very book. We've used it many times. Because Tristan actually introduced me to this interesting approach to diet where we scale down the carbs and we heal our guts with meat. And you were talking about Dr. Sean Baker being on the Joe Rogan podcast. And I remember years ago, first coming across you talking to Michaela Peterson about diet and how the carnivore diet can heal our guts and all that. And I'm curious, again, I think this ties into why they really want to go after meat, because I've heard you talk about meat being one of the, that our guts are kind of like designed to absorb the most nutrients from meat. Are we made that way that we actually, like if we were eating a bunch of greens, we would absorb far fewer nutrients than if we were eating meats and meat fat. Is that correct?
It's like Veganuary, which I was mentioning, Dr. Sean Baker's appearance on Joe Rogan. If you look at just like on Google Trends, now, of course, Veganuary is pumped out there by these vegan influencers, celebrities, and there's a multi-billion dollar industry behind pushing fake meat, and they push these trends like Veganuary. Look, Sean Baker started World Carnivore Month a few years ago, and you look on Google Trends, it's not that far behind for having zero corporate backing, nobody talking about it, rather than just legit grassroots people trying to get their health in line and trying to get themselves healthy. So yeah, I mean, meat, I mentioned earlier, red meat is the only food that you can live off of exclusively. And there's a book by Wilhelm R. Stephenson, and he lived among the Inuit for several years and ate an all-meat diet, which at the time it was assumed you would get scurvy. If you don't get enough vitamin C, you will get scurvy, was common knowledge. Well, he proved that this was wrong, and not only was it wrong, in the experiment they did in a hospital in New York, I think it was the Bellevue Hospital, with him and another guy, where they ate nothing but animal foods. So they would eat meat, they would consume, you know, organs, which was very normal at the time. Now, so many of us have moved away from eating things like, you know, liver, heart, some of these more uncommonly consumed cuts, and that's what they ate. They ate a diet of nothing but meat. They ate, I think they may have included some eggs in there as well. And both of the members, both of the subjects of this study of an all-meat diet, this is in the 1930s, both of them had exceptional health, and one of them had their gingivitis reversed. So, yes, meat is very bioavailable. It's very easy to digest, and I think the problem is less that we weren't designed to eat plants, but I think the plants that we're consuming now are essentially not designed to be consumed. So we're eating GMO corn, which is soaked in, GMO corn that we're consuming, GMO soy, these are soaked in glyphosate. They use these pesticides that are actually patented as antibiotics. The glyphosate is a patented antibiotic that's meant to strip the soil of minerals, namely manganese, because it kills the microorganisms that uptake that that mineral. And the plants that we're consuming in our so-called plant-based diet, they're all based on these, you know, the GMO corn, GMO soy platforms. And this leads to not just, malnutrition if we eat a heavily plant-based diet, but also damage to the gut. We know that glyphosate damages the microvilli in the gut. The gut has these millions of little tiny microscopic finger-looking nodules all throughout it that are meant to digest food. Anybody who's ever butchered like a cow and seen the inside of a cow's rumen, so it's beautiful. It actually looks like a mushroom or something. You can see millions of these little kind of villi-style nodules within the rumen of a cow, and in these folds of the rumen are plant material that it's fermenting, right? Now, that's an animal that's designed to eat grass. We're not designed to eat grass, but our guts are actually a little bit similar to the rumen of, with the microvilli in our gut, it is almost similar to how the rumen of a ruminant looks. Because those little microvilli are designed to take up nutrients to move through that process called peristalsis, the food through the gut. You start to damage the gut with things like glyphosate, with anti-nutrients like lectins that are in a lot of these grains that we're told we should replace meat with. Well, these grains, they can actually be damaging. And it's not that they're inherently bad, but when you look at the diets of our ancestors, you look at the diets of people, you know, 100 years ago, they knew that you had to properly prepare these grains to consume them. They would soak and ferment oats. right? They would soak and ferment, you know, things like sourdough, traditional preparation of wheat, and also the old strains of wheat that were so common. Einkorn wheat is getting kind of popular now because people realize we're all just eating these single strains of these foods when there are thousands of different varieties of wheat. And the preparation of these foods is really important. And that preparation removes what are called anti-nutrients. So in nuts, for instance, you have a lot of phytates. Phytic acid binds to magnesium and basically makes it inabsorbable. So you've got these anti-nutrients in the plants we're eating. But when you look at a nutrition facts label, it's going to tell you, oh, look at all this magnesium in a Brazil nut. I can totally replace, you know, shellfish and fish, which are great sources of potassium, magnesium. I can totally replace animal foods with this. Well, really, those nutrients, when you look at the calcium level in something like spinach even, spinach is full of anti-nutrients that will bind, namely oxalates that will bind to that calcium, form little crystals, and even lodge in your kidneys and give you kidney stones. So people making these green smoothies and stuff all day thinking they're going to get healthy from their green smoothie with raw spinach, that's not meant to be eaten raw. You're supposed to boil that stuff to even make it palatable. So we've got to be careful with a lot of these so-called plant-based foods they're pushing on us. But you know what's always easily digested? Animal foods. Meat is the easiest food to digest. And people with wrecked guts who've been eating kind of the kibble-based diet. I mean, my whole generation was raised on cereal and grains, right? And the breakfast cereals are just complete. They're just, it's toxic sludge kibble with freaking cartoon characters on the box, right? If you stop eating foods that have cartoon characters on the box and stop allowing yourself to be infantilized as an adult, right? Stop eating Funko Pop Corn Pops for breakfast and start having bacon and eggs. You're going to feel better. The blood sugar's going to be more stable. Your gut's going to function.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, anyways, that's the other.
I can attest to that because I went to Italy for 3 weeks about a month ago, and you know they have really strict laws over there about what foods can be imported, what foods can be sold, and so forth. And so they're very strict against GMOs and things like that. They have a lot of other problems. It's quasi-socialist, basically. But I was able to eat pretty much everything over there. And in the U.S., I can't do that because we're basically ruled by Fortune 100, Fortune 500, which are able to basically do a revolving door scenario when, you know, the Food and Drug Administration is just peopled by people from Monsanto and vice versa, back and forth. So they can basically push anything they want, going back to, you know, Donald Rumsfeld and aspartame and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, you've highlighted the Epstein Engdahl book, Seeds of Destruction. And that I, the reason I bring that up is that, you know, there's a lot of the writings of the elite, whether it's Charles Galton Darwin or whether it's Bertrand Russell, you know, they were writing decades ago that the diet would be a key way to go after and attack the population in general. And remember, these are Malthusians. These are eugenicists. So I always wonder if they're not maybe engineering the plant-based stuff on purpose to be essentially detrimental to our health, perhaps even producing sterilization down the road. Who knows? We don't even know all the effects of all the GMO diet and all that. So when we come back, I want to ask Tristan about the GMO diet, Seeds of Destruction, this idea, and why they're pushing this so hard, as well as tying it to things like austerity, tying it to things like antinatalism, Extinction Rebellion, and why that's pushed by the wealthiest people on the planet. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I wish I could get this stupid jar open. Jars can be tough, am I right?
Who are you? And how'd you get in my kitchen?
It's me, Flo, and I'm here to grant your wish of easily switching to Progressive and helping you get a discount that honors the time spent with your previous insurer.
Great, but what does that have to do with getting this jar open?
Nothing.
So you can't open this?
Oh, I just do insurance. Jars I leave to the professionals.
Sign up for Progressive and opt into more savings. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Enjoying this, be sure to head on over to my YouTube channel where I have an in-depth breakdown with Jason Burmess on the whole Epstein saga. Burmess has done a lot of research, and if you know, this week Alex and Burmess had a couple viral videos this last week that went all over X. So be sure and go watch my interview with Jason Burmess on the Epstein list. And that's just one vector, as we said, of this attack that the elite have against the population in general. Basically, we all know that the end goal is to drastically reduce the population 80-90% in the next decade or so. We know that there's some sort of big event that a lot of the elite are talking about. Could be a PSYOP. Then again, it could be that they really do have big things planned for 2024. We know that World Economic Forum and other entities have mentioned the desire to get ahead of the curve in terms of depopulation by 2030. They want to bring down the numbers big time. We got to get those numbers down, like Bill Gates says. And my guest is Tristan Haggard of Primal Edge Health. Tristan, we were talking about antinatalism, extinction rebellion, and how this ties into this diet fad, this propaganda, the PSYOP of you need to be vegan now, you need to not eat meat, you need to not have children. It's all bad for the planet. It all goes together, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I've done so many debates with vegans over the years, and I'm trying to think of a single vegan I debated that didn't express antinatalist attitudes during our debate. Veganism, extreme secular asceticism, which is what it basically is, right? It's a starving yourself for the animals, for the planet. Make yourself malnourished, pale, sickly, and gaunt, so that Bambi can survive and Simba can become the king of the jungle again, right? Because humans are so
bad. Why do you hate Harambe?
And,
do you want Harambe and Cecil to die, basically, is what you're saying?
Exactly, right? Like, it's your fault that Harambe, as climate change killed Harambe. And if you just had less children, then everything would be okay. Right? You mentioned F. William Engdahl's book, which I've really cite so much. One of the most important pieces of information in his book is in his chapter talking about antinatalism and population reduction and the tie-in of the GMO revolution, which of course is funded and bankrolled by the Rockefeller Foundation, which is propped up by universities like Harvard. And he talks about how in 2001, on September 9th, Sunday, 9th of September, 2001, an article was published in The Guardian, and the article was titled, GM Corn Set to Stop Man Spreading His Seed. Scientists have created the ultimate GM crop, contraceptive corn. Waving fields of maize may one day save the world from overpopulation. So this is an article about Epicyte, a company, a biotech company based in San Diego that developed this corn that would basically, so their quote here says, we have a hot house filled with corn plants that make anti-sperm antibodies, said Epicyte president Mitch Hines. So they're talking about developing corn plants that make antibodies against sperm. Right, so this is sold as this great way to help stop climate change, or aka overpopulation, because those two terms have kind of become a lot of the climate change people, they know it's kind of a faux pas to use the word overpopulation because of the backlash they'll get from the people that point out that climate change is an anti-human, anti-natalist movement. But those terms are basically synonymous. Climate change, overpopulation. Guys like Bill Gates have referenced the connection so many times. His famous thing was like, well, if we've got one equation over here, we've got people times services times the amount of carbon, and the other side, we got to get that as close to zero as possible. So if we could just really just like move the human, one of these factors, which includes human population, if we could move that as close to zero as possible, we can stop Mammy Earth from being so sad, and we can all live happily ever after, and Simba and Bambi will skip through the woods together. These people are psychopaths. Who is going to develop GM corn that will force sterilize people? Well, Epicyte, I think it was bought up by, it might have been bought up by a Defense Department connected company. And the Department of Defense actually did trials with the company Epicyte of growing fields of this spermicidal corn, which is insane.
And there were a lot of speculations that the vaccines, aka the experimental Kufstabbies in the last 3 years, might have also been tied to sterilization and the possibility of people becoming sterile in the future. We know they want to do that. As to what means they'll use, I think all possibilities are on the table. Diet, culture, toxic culture is another huge element of this, where we now have Zoomers and people of that age group and younger now saying, oh, I want to be a dink. We're going to be dual income, no kids. We're not going to have any offspring. That allows us to travel the world and do all this, stuff that no one else can do if they have kids. And it's so miserable and you're so unhappy if you have kids. You have kids. I think, you're a lot happier as a person who has kids. Everybody that has kids tells me, they're much happier having children. Some people are obviously in situations where they can't. So I'm not knocking people in that situation or trying to be self-righteous. But the point is that this is being pushed at a societal level for the purpose of cultural and social engineering. And now we find social media, the algorithm boosting and pushing all these idiots on TikTok. I know that you're going to be covering tonight on your channel a lot of this nonsense that's promoted on TikTok, which is just total brainwashing. And this, again, goes along with the agitprop that, Extinction Rebellion engages in. It's not organic. This is what people have to figure out. This is fostered and funded by the wealthiest people on the planet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And something you covered so extensively is how, you know, worldview warfare is the methodology of the elite, you know, Weltanschauungskrieg. These people love to influence your behavior by what they call behaviorism, which is this, you know, assumed position that the scientific establishment has taken that human beings basically, behaviorists don't believe that human beings have a soul. And if they do, there's no way to quantify and measure the movements of the soul. So scientifically, let's just disregard that concept altogether. All we're looking at in organisms is pure stimulus response. So they're treating this culture almost like a giant Skinner box. So you see articles like in the Washington Post, the fourth quarter of last year, they published this article about how millennials aren't having children. It's called Millennials Aren't Having Kids. Here's why. We found some answers when looking into a different mystery. What's going on with only children? So, you know, a lot of people are only having one kid or having no kids. The fertility rates, as Elon Musk has even highlighted, you know, one of the few elites that's actually taken a non-antinatalist position is Elon lately. And, you know, I'm not saying I agree with everything he says, but he's definitely right on the fact that we are looking at not just a population crisis. We're not looking at a population crisis because there's too many people. We're looking at a population crisis because we don't have enough kids to replace the dying boomer generations and, the Gen Xers and now the millennials who are, you know, suddenly dying of cancer, of rapidly aggressive onset cancer all of a sudden after the last 3 years. But they talk about the reasons people are not having children, the reasons namely millennials aren't having children. And they said that 56%, and this is a survey-based study done by Pew Research, which the surveys themselves are used to influence behavior. The way that these questions are worded are used to drive people to give certain answers. So I'm not saying that all these survey-based studies are great. They're used to social engineering.
Yeah, Walter Lippmann in the 1920s, when he wrote Public Opinion, said that he figured out that surveys were one of the key ways to influence public opinion. The surveys themselves are psyops.
Exactly. Yeah, perfectly stated. So they say a hefty 56% said they just didn't want kids. The remainder pointed to medical reasons, financial reasons, and lack of a partner. The state of the world and climate change came in a distant fifth and sixth out of seven. So they just don't want kids. Why don't they want kids? Well, it's been studied. The Rockefeller Foundation actually studied this, and they published this in the Rockefeller Population Council report, which was, I think this was, was it Population in the American Future, the report of the Commission on Population Growth in the American Future, and that was commissioned under Richard Nixon, and then also in the Kissinger report. They specifically talk about methodologies for decreasing human fertility rates by getting women to choose not to have kids. And some of those are economic. Others are, you know, mass media. They actually suggest using mass media and changing the image of the ideal family in mass media, which
don't
you cover in your book.
MO, don't forget the Jaffe memo. Tristan has done live streams on that. Listen, this has been a great interview. Go follow PrimalEdgeHealth.com website and then Tristan Haggard on YouTube. And then
life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.